For more than 50 years, scientists have searched for a killer stalking the Chamorro people of Guam. These indigenous people are extraordinarily prone to a rare disease that gradually destroys brain and nerve cells. Now scientists appear to have found the cause, and the answer may provide insights into Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
Like a lot of murder mysteries, this one involves a poison. The Chamorro use flour made from the seeds of the cycad tree. Those seeds contain a neurotoxin called BMAA. And for a while, scientists suspected tortillas made from cycad seeds were poisoning the Chamorro. But tests in the 1980s showed that the tortillas didn't contain nearly enough of the toxin to cause a problem. And that's where things stood until a few years ago when Paul Allen Cox picked up the investigation. Cox is executive director of the National Tropical Botanical Garden. From his office in Guam, he recalled how he approached the case.
I thought, well, maybe there's something else unique that the Chamorro people eat that nobody else on Guam does, and discovered an astonishing answer to that question.
The answer was bats. To be precise, an especially large bat called a flying fox.
They have wingspans of about 4 feet, and the Chamorro people boil them in their entirety in coconut milk and eat them hide and all. And they ate them with such relish once they acquired firearms in the 1930s and 40s that they ate one species into extinction and put the other on the endangered species list.
Cox noticed that as the population of flying foxes declined, so did the rate of brain disease. He suspected a link, but he needed money to prove it. So he turned to the ALS Association, which funds research on neurological disorders. Cox's request for funding was reviewed by Dr. Raymond Roos of the University of Chicago.
So this was his hypothesis, that bats might be very important in delivering this neurotoxin to the Chamorros. And so I, was enthusiastic in my support of the grant, and I thought it should go forward.
Over the next few years, Cox and his team put together a compelling case linking the neurotoxin BMAA, bats, and brain disease in the Chamorro. The scenario goes like this. Bacteria growing in the roots of cycad trees produce BMAA. The toxin then becomes highly concentrated in cycad seeds. When flying foxes eat the seeds, the toxin builds up even more in their bodies. Cox says the amount of BMAA increases 100-fold at each step.
So when a Chamorro person eats a flying fox, they're getting a massive amount of this neurotoxin.
And when the researchers looked at the brains of Chamorro people who had died from the disease, they found high levels of BMAA in the tissue. Assuming the results hold up, Cox and his team have solved the mystery of the Chamorro. They may also have turned up evidence that BMAA may be involved in similar brain diseases in other parts of the world. As part of the research on the Chamorro, Cox and his team analyzed brain tissue from 15 people in Canada.
We were very surprised to find that two of these Canadians had BMAA in their brain tissues, and these were the only two who had died of neurodegenerative diseases.
It's much too early to say how important BMAA will turn out to be, but Dr. Raymond Roos says it's well known that other toxins play a role in neurological diseases.
Carbon monoxide poisoning can lead to Parkinson's disease. Mercury toxin can cause a number of neurological problems. So there's very good precedent for environmental factors and toxins being important in some neurodegenerative processes.
The solution to the mystery of the Chamorro appears in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.